Andy, will you let me say?
Yes, sir. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here this afternoon. We ask that you watch over us and guide us and have us do the business of the airport and the city as you would see. In your own name, we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Terry Crawford, excuse me, Danny Stein.
Here.
Andy Lazar.
Here.
Chuck Savage, excuse. And Jeremy McClellan.
Consideration of the previous minutes, are there any corrections or additions? Motion to approve, if none. Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, unfinished business, terminal grant update.
Yes, it's an ongoing item. We did meet with the city manager's office and outlined our strategies, pursuing all options at this point. They agreed to that. I have a couple concerns that should be addressed in the next few months. One is, where my budget ended up at the end of September. I'd like to know where the revenues came in and how much money I have in the bank before making a big commitment to this. The other item is on the federal side and how it relates to our contract control tower. We were due for another audit in December. And the way we're trending, we're about 45% below where we were when we initially authorized the control tower as far as the number of operations. Historically, when you drop that much, the FAA they demand that you contribute to the operational expenses to the for the controllers. If that happens, the maximum annual contribution would be $50,000, which is a pretty big hit to my budget, the airport budget. With the economy being the way it is, the federal budget, sequestration issues, we're not sure. The industry really isn't sure what's going to happen come January with contract tower stuff, budget cuts, FAA funding. So we're rolling the dice and hoping for the best at this point. I know we've got money in the budget to cover the expense that the FAA says we need to start participating in that, but we'd like to know where we stand first. So, that being said, we're just going to keep pushing this out and still investigate all the different sort of possibilities. And like I said before, we have until about May to pull the trigger and make a decision on the $1 million grant that we have. Be happy to answer questions.
What was the manager's thoughts on the RFP hold off?
Well, no, he didn't want to commit to anything at that point. He just wanted to pursue all options and make sure we have all the budget numbers on the table. So he didn't say yes or no on anything. And just for the record, we met with John Zobler, the assistant city.
That was a landmark transition. When's that close?
Actually, today is the closing date with Carlisle. We had to do a hard close today, and a hard close on the 31st. I don't know if they're signing papers today, but the actual, you know, crossover date on all the accounting is today. Hopefully, it'll be smooth and no changes.
No changes at all.
That's what they're telling us. Even upper management, they're going to keep the same. But of course, we've heard that before. hopefully, we've got a lot of good programs in the last year that we've just put in place, safety programs and CPTs and such. But I think they're very impressed with all that. So, everything's going ahead.
All right, runway 826.
We had our mandatory pre-bid meeting yesterday. Had about four contractors show up, so pleased to see that. went through the project scope, took them out on the runway, showed them the project. Bid opening is about 2 or 3 weeks out, so we're trucking right along on that. Should get a good product out of that. Fairly confident we'll be able to widen this to 60 feet from its current 50. That'll bring it to the FAA bare minimum specification for a small runway of that size in the future, so 60 feet wide. It won't take a little ski jump.
Just going to basically overlay
it. It's a complete mill. They put the millings back in place, add oils to the millings, remix it into the base, compact it, and then they'll put 2 inches of asphalt on top of that. So it's a green project.
This is a new over budget. 40%.
That limits the people that can do it. They have to have machinery to do that.
Yeah. We're still thinking about a 30-day closure on the Crossman, but that's the worst case scenario.
No adverse conditions on my cut, though.
Okay.
I sure used it.
Yeah.
I used it on that. I thanked the people on the.
Are you quite welcome?
Yeah. Young Eagles.
How many kids did you take?
Yeah, about 30.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Picked 4 up. One at a time, and I was using that crossbow front thing quite a bit.
Good.
All right. Master plan update.
We had a kickoff meeting a couple of weeks ago, and we're looking forward to getting the master plan officially underway. One thing we need to iron out is the master plan action committee, and we discussed the makeup of that committee and when it should meet. There are 4 or 5 scheduled meetings of that committee throughout the course of the master plan project, and we're looking for somebody from an airport business, staff members, hopefully someone from Landmark who sit on that council, city manager's office, someone from the business community, maybe the residential community surrounding the airport, somebody representing that aspect, or real estate broker, and then lastly, somebody from the airport board. So I'd like to have y'all nominate somebody from the airport board to sit on this committee.
Sure, you want to do it?
Sure. I don't have anything better to do.
Okay. Or Terry want to do it.
Could you vote on it?
You want Jerry? All right, we'll appoint Jerry.
I'll work with anybody who's signed.
When does it meet?
Like I said, about 4 or 5 times throughout the course of next year. You know what? It'll probably be on the same Thursdays that the airport board meets, maybe an hour or two beforehand.
Yeah. But anybody's free to participate.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be open to the public.
All right. We. When do you have to have anyone?
If you want to push it off to the next meeting,
let's table that. It'll
be in December.
So we'll do the next one. Okay. Okay, 4 more. All right. What else you got?
Nothing else on unfinished business. For new business, as far as the airport director's report, I was hoping to have Wayne here give an update on the gate reader lights. We're still working on that, on the installation of that. We had a little bit of money left over in that project. We're going to put another camera at the Landmark gate, and we'll be able to close out that project. You know, we had Congressman Ryan come in with his entourage a couple weeks ago. That was something else that was pretty exciting. we're happy to work with his team and Secret Service and all that. And then the next day we had South Carolina flying 757. So we have got honor flight. So we've been quite busy dealing with some large jets. Trucking right along with that. Fuel and ops, I don't have the fuel comparison for you or the totals this time around, but I'll bring it next
week. About the industrial park, anything new to report? Any nibbles that you can disclose?
No, nothing that's been disclosed to me. You know, a lot of that business activity and the nibbles, so to speak, are being fronted by the downtown offices, city manager's office, the revitalization strategies, smart health office. I know the city manager wants to put up some new signage out there, and that's communication going back and forth as early as last week, or I'm sorry, this week, early this week. Maybe some new advertising brokerage signage, things like that, to advertise its availability and release.
When you were dealing with the Farm Fresh people in the FAA, did you have to negotiate a partial release?
We negotiated a full release of the property. The idea was the city was going to buy it from the airport, and then the city would in turn lease it to American Fresh Farms for a time, such that their electric payments and some taxes basically offset the payment.
But that had to be approved by the FAA.
It was approved by the FAA. Yeah. The land lease was approved by both the FAA and FDOT. But because American Fresh Farm went away, the city didn't want to purchase the property and just have it. They didn't want that title. I pushed them for it. I did. It was an easy way to essentially secure the matching funds for the terminal grant.
Is there a way to... A development attorney just came up in a conversation while I was on the airport board and asked whether a city could negotiate with the FAA in advance for release prices, whatever release prices were paid to get acres so that if they had a user, they wouldn't be held up by that process.
You know,
because other airports have said they've done that.
Yeah, and you can. The thing is, these branches have been for 2 years at the eyes of the FAA. So the land release that we have now would technically be good for another year and a half. No, I'm sorry, probably another year before we'd have to update the appraisal. And then all we really need to do is update the appraisal, send the FAA the number, and just say this is a revised number, this is the amount. I don't think... For instance, if we had somebody come in now and they wanted to purchase that same acreage, the same property, the same justifications that we use for land release would be in effect. We would essentially just say, we've updated the appraisal, these are the new numbers, this is the new tenant, it's not a hazard to aviation. Go and approve it, and it wouldn't take time at all. Maybe a week to turn around.
What if it was a different property?
If it was a dead property, as long as it was...
He was just thinking that when site selectors come in, I mean, one of the things that they're concerned about, Jerry, you know, this is because is the time it takes to get property released from liens and encumbrances so that it can be developed. And if you've got something that... It's going to be laborious, like getting a release from the FAA. The government just turns people off as to that side, as opposed to something simpler, where they got to negotiate with their bank a partial release price and just plug it in.
Well, the good news is that we know what to do now. We've outlined the steps. We've got an existing document. One of the reasons it took so long to get something out of the FAA was the way that our finance department was accounting its subsidy to the airports. We had to break through that issue and make sure that the FAA was satisfied with the accounting methods that the city had in place for the airport. essentially that there were no issues of revenue diversion. Once we broke through that issue, to get a land release approved by the FAA took maybe 30 days. So it was 6 months to deal with the land release issues.
What do they want if it takes 30 days?
Yeah. Well, it takes time to put the package together. We had to get the appraisal done, put all that stuff together, write the justification, send the letters out. It took them 2 weeks to review it, get their approvals, get it back to us, and then FDOT had to do the same. So, working with two government agencies.
Well, what could be just every year update a land price on kind of a rolling basis? I mean, I don't remember how many acres that y'all were talking about, but maybe farm or whatever. But, you know, a user comes in and says, I need 5 acres. Here's the price.
Well, we do. We have appraisals for different areas on the airport. Small acreage parcels in the industrial park, half acre parcels and 1 acre parcels on the aviation side. And like I said, those appraisals are good for 2 years, barring anything huge as far as a change in the economy or whatnot. Those prices should be right in there. So we can lean on those 2-year-old appraisals before we have to update.
I'm just suggesting that maybe it would be a good idea to also just get an updated appraisal before this one expires, have a new one sitting there, because you would hate to lose, let's just say, you know, UPS wants to put a substation here just because it took 6 months and not 30 days.
And we'll look into that. That's, I mean, we get an appraisal done on the airport just about once every year in different areas. So it's cycled through and it's no problem to add that area in with another review appraisal.
Okay. So you think you've got it as standardized as you can? Get it?
Yeah, I guess standardized would be a fine word to use.
We had to basically reinvent the wheel. Wheels manufactured now, it's just a matter of displaying the numbers and looking later. The other thing was the issue was the glass, the FAA approval on that.
Yeah,
that's why I said it's a lot of unusual things.
Yeah. You heard whether they're going anywhere, or they're going anywhere else. All cities that want them to have.
I think they have the same problem.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Matt? That's it. Is there anybody that wishes to appear? Yes?
I just wanted to mention that NBAA is next week, and it's in Orlando. And on Thursday, a week from today, they are offering free access to the convention center for anybody that has an interest in aviation in Florida. So as board members, you know, anybody, you know, normally there's a charge for it. But it's just the one day only on Thursday that anybody can get into the NBAA, which is normally like a $350, you know, fee to get in at the convention center. But I was also thinking maybe, Matt, in the AIN, the daily AIN publication, you might be able to get something in there about the industrial park.
Yeah, we've done that before. We had a press release before. I'll work with Mark on it.
And then also, I just want to let everybody know, hopefully by Tuesday, the ABDAS will drop 30 cents a gallon. I'm working through this last inventory load. I've been trying to get rid of it. As Matt knows, I've been trying to do some weekend stuff for transients to get rid of this heavy price of fuel. So hopefully by Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest, we'll be able to drop 30 cents a gallon.
Yeah, nice.
Very nice.
Good. Sir, do you have anything? You know,
no, just here. Just here to kind of
listen. I'm a little fly on the wall.
Who is he? Who are you?
I'm Chip Baker. I'm with the Michael Baker Corporation. I'm an architect, and we've actually been doing work with Bill Stevens on some stuff.
Okay.
So, but we do a lot of aviation work, so just see if something we're interested in.
Well. Anything for the board?
Great.
Okay. Motion adjourned.
So much.
Oh, don't forget tonight, celebration.
Okay. One flag.
Well, they're expecting a big crowd for it. They're having a band of fireworks.
Well, we're done. Schedule.
Latest was 9:15, 9:20.
It's Tuesday.
The latest, why did I mind?
Thursday, 3 days on Thursday.
I heard one of the rest of the station, well, I was running early, able.
Yeah, they'll be back after.